What if the Iran assessment is wrong, testing the coordinated aggression narrative? The dominant narrative around Iran today holds that Tehran is running a deliberate, coordinated dual-track strategy, talking peace through diplomatic channels while directing proxies to expand operations simultaneously. The Wall Street Journal's reporting supports that framing, and the outlet is highly credible. But confident assessments in Middle East geopolitics carry a documented history of being partially or substantially wrong, and the narrative deserves stress testing before it hardens into conventional wisdom. The first assumption worth interrogating is that what looks like coordinated dual tracking is in fact centrally directed. The IRGC and the Iranian Foreign Ministry are not unified actors with perfectly aligned incentive structures. The IRGC has historically operated with a degree of autonomy that even Iran's supreme leader does not fully control at the operational level. If IRGC commanders in Yemen were advancing their own strategic objectives with limited coordination from Tehran's diplomatic leadership, that is materially different from Khamenei personally orchestrating a deception operation against American negotiators. The distinction matters for policy response. A rogue faction within a state actor requires different tools than state-level strategic deception. A second assumption worth testing is that the cumulative Iranian actions represent a coherent escalation strategy with a defined end state. An alternative reading is that what appears coordinated is actually a series of opportunistic moves by different IRGC-aligned actors responding to local conditions, and that Tehran's actual strategic preference is more cautious than the tactical picture suggests. Iran faces severe economic pressure from sanctions and has experienced significant domestic unrest in 2024 and 2025. A leadership with genuine reasons to seek negotiated tension reduction might be using escalatory gestures as leverage, demonstrating capacity to cause pain in order to extract better diplomatic terms, rather than genuinely preparing for a wider war. The Erbil strike complicates that softer reading. Striking a sitting prime minister's office carries political symbolism beyond what pure leverage seeking requires. To demonstrate strike capability, there are less provocative targets. The KRG prime minister's office sends a message about political costs specifically, not just physical reach. That choice is difficult to categorize as purely coercive signaling. Three indicators would suggest the coordinated aggression interpretation is overstated. First, Iranian officials making explicit back-channel communication through Oman or Qatar within 2 weeks acknowledging the Erbil strike was a mistake or offering a de-escalation signal would indicate the leadership is more interested in diplomatic resolution than the tactical picture implies. Second, if the Houthi targeting lists for Saudi infrastructure remain unused rather than executed, operational lists that don't generate strikes are typically leverage tools rather than attack orders. Third, meaningful progress on the Gaza diplomatic track this week would suggest Iran's proxies, Hamas included, are being signaled to create space for negotiation rather than close it down. Each of these indicators is concrete and should resolve within days.